So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion regarding dividing an inheritance. If brothers divided an estate among them, and their father's creditor seized one of their portions as payment for a loan, the Gemara cites three opinions. Rav Amar Bat L'Machloikis. The division is void, and they must again divide the remaining estate equally because Ha'achin Shechalku Yershnein. The brothers are all heirs in their portions because, as the Rashbam explains, Yesh Breira, V'huver Hadavir Shezocha Kolach B'chilek Haroloi. The division establishes which portion is each one's rightful share. And since they are all equally responsible for their father's loan, Nimtze Shaleiloku Zemizeklum. The division is void, and they divide the remaining estate equally. Shmula Marviter. The brother whose property was seized forfeited his share in the estate because ein breira, va'achen shechalku lekuches ava, u'kolekech shalei bachrayis dami. Dividing an estate is akin to selling each other their part in all the other portions, and so the others are not responsible if one portion was seized because, as Rashbam explains, bahia no, the ihul and mekabel achrayis gamro makne lechaveru legamri, shalei kabel chaveru achrayis lop. They all agree that it is mutually beneficial for them to cede each other's portions completely without a guarantee in order to receive full rights to their own portions. Therefore, they do not need to compensate their brother for the seized property. The division is valid, and in the case of two brothers, one must compensate the other for half of the portion he lost, and in the case of more brothers, the others must compensate him in the proportion of the responsibility by ceding some of the inheritance, or by paying its value, because Ravasi was unsure whether they are considered heirs or buyers of their shares, and so we divide the disputed sum, either in property or in money, because as the Rashbam explains, they can argue, "Ano hava li zuzi, ba hava meslakina li bezuzi." I would have paid the credit with money, so I can pay you as well. The Gemara concludes, "Hilchasa bat l'machlekes," the division is void. The Gemara discusses determining a property's value when the judges disagree in their evaluation using the following conversions: 1 money equals 25 sela, which equals 100 dinar. If three judges evaluate a property, and one says it is worth a mana, while the other two say it is worth 2 mana, or if one says it is worth 2 mana, while the other two say it is worth 1 mana. We follow the majority opinion, as the pasuk says, Acheri Rab Mlhatis. However, if one valued it at 1 mana, which is 25 sela, the second at 20 sela, while the third at 30 sela, the Gemara cites three opinions. Nidon b'mana milsa mitziyasa. We follow the middle opinion because this is also a way of following the majority. Two of three judges agree that it is not worth more than a mana, while two of three judges also agree that it is not worth less than a mana. The Rashbam points out, Hu adinim amar b'chof ches sloim. According to this reasoning, the same halacha would apply if the middle view would not be the average or median of the two extreme opinions. We evaluate the property at 90 dinar because we assume the judge who said 20 sela, i.e. 80 dinar, undervalued it by 10 dinar, and the judge who said 1 mana, i.e. 100 dinar, overvalued it by 10 dinar. And as the Rashbam explains, it is more reasonable to assume that both of the judges who gave the lower evaluation were more or less correct. Rather than assuming that only one judge was correct and the others were totally incorrect. The Gemara points out that we do not assume the equally plausible possibility, high arameh of the esra shavya, the property is worth 110 dinar, and the judges who said 100 and 120 were each off by 10 dinar because we follow the lower valuation since that is certainly correct. We take the spread between the lowest and highest valuation, in this case 80 to 120 dinar, a total of 40 dinar, and add a third to the lower number, and so high ara tishin betlasa betilsa shavya. We value the land at 93 and a third dinar, and we assume haydeka ama esrim katoi tlesa betilsa lachayre. The judge who said 80 dinar undervalued it by 13 and a third dinar, And v'haydu kama mana, katoi tleisa betilsa l'kamei, ubedinu delay mitzvei. The one who said 100 dinar overvalued it by 13 and a third dinar, and actually valued the land at 106 and two thirds dinar. But haydu l'ka amar, savar mistai de komatfina kuli haya chavroi. He knew the other judge valued the land at 80 dinar, and did not want to offer a radically different evaluation, and stated a compromise of 100 dinar. The Gemara points out that we do not assume the equally plausible possibility, ha'ara meyo v'tleser v'tlasa shavi, the property is worth 113 and a third dinar, and ha'idu kama mana kotoi tleser v'tlasa l'achayre, the judge who said 100 dinar undervalued it by 13 and a third dinar, and ha'idu kama shleishim toi tleser v'tlasa l'kamei, ubedinu dukamar tvei. The judge who said 120 dinar overvalued it by 13 and a third dinar, and actually valued the land at 126 and two thirds dinar, but sabim istayoi de komatfina kuli ha'achavroi, he knew the other judge valued the land at 100 dinar, and did not want to offer a radically different evaluation, and stated a compromise of 120 dinar, because nakad miyas tre kamoi biyotcham dimitaris meya loimafkale. We follow the lower valuations, since that is certainly correct. Rav Huna ruled halacha ka'acherim, like this third opinion. However, Ravashi argued, we have not explained this opinion adequately, and so we certainly do not rule like it. If someone says, I'm selling you half of this field, we divide the property according to its quality, and the buyer receives half the field. Similarly, if he said, I'm selling you the southern half of the field, we divide the property according to its quality, and the buyer receives the southern half of the field. Reb Chiya bar Abba suggested, the seller and buyer both receive equal shares of the superior and inferior sections of the field. However, Birchanan pointed out, if he specified the southern half, why should he receive part of the northern section? Therefore, Birchanan explained, the seller referred to half the field in value. Therefore, he may divide the field in any way as long as each portion is of equal value and give the inferior portion to the buyer. Similarly, in the second case, the Rashbam explains, Shumas chetzia shebedarm kamar. He referred to the southern half of the field in value, but he may give this value from the inferior section of the field. The Mishnah concludes, Behu makabel alav makam ageder charetz uven charetz. The seller accepts upon himself to provide room for a fence, a wide ditch and a narrow ditch from his own property, and bekamahu charetz, shisha tvachim uven charetz shleisha. A wide ditch measures 6 tvachim, while a narrow ditch measures 3 tvachim. And the Brisa explains, charetz mibachutz uven charetz mibifnim. The narrow ditch was near the fence, and the wider ditch was farther away from the fence. And zebezeh chayrigeder kadesh leitei chayye kofetzes. Both were outside the fence to prevent animals from leaping onto the fence and into the property. The Gemara explains the need for both. Charitz, aydi deravach kaima begavei bekafza. If there were only a wide ditch, an animal could climb inside and leap onto the fence from there. Ben charitz, aydi dekatan kaima asfase bekafza. If there were only a narrow ditch, an animal could leap over it onto the fence. And ben charitz la ben charitz tefach, there was a tefach of space between the two ditches. Hanulach beis kur, Rav Bogashim completed the 7th parak of Masechta Baba Basra, and in the next year we will begin the 8th parak, Yesh Neichlin, Be'ezras Hashem.